Blog Talk Radio.
What's good? What's good? What's good? We live on air with the OTC C4C 2 Clown. You know what I'm talking about? Boy, doing big things. Yelling, Louisiana, surrounding areas with the kids. Clones, lives matter. You know what I'm talking about? So I appreciate everybody for tuning in with the homie 2 Clown, Draven the Clown, out the closet, and C4C, Sin Law, Change for Sin Law. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah. We'll get off to a little instrumental to the homie, get on, you know, let y'all hear a little something, something. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Y'all be on the lookout, man, for these events coming up. First, y'all coming up March 11th. You should take a couple dogs for a pick. Get the homie to the jackal. Win 500 cash. And ready to interview. Yeah, yeah, got to get it in. March 18th, come up for the part of Edison, Louisiana. While on video too, get it in, you know what I'm talking about? I'm on those bandit free, I have not set out together, set out done drill. Had the birthday chest out. Get it in, man. All day, bent free food, wild beef. Get it in, man. Then got April 15th. We're going to eat the 800 at City Park. C4C, OTC, got the plug. Great with the clown. We're going to eat the y'all want to donate, you know, some deals, some good kids. I represent that, you know, before I can't make it. But, stuff I'm doing, I'm going to see if I'm going to make it. I'm going to meet him. I'm going to support him. I'm going to talk. And, later that night, after party, I'm going to do the I Do the Most party. Club rap. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie Chico, Bahrain, China, Bruce, former live, Chico. People come from out of town, man. We get in free hurt. So, free on the hell of that. Man, I was no place. Yeah. Like, y'all been playing those games. So, goodbye. Maybe the 16th, y'all birthday party. You getting it in. Black hosted by Black Mamba. Chill Shaka performing. Young Kill City. We'll be singing later. We got Penny going live with us. And, man, you know, we keep it cool. That's all I can say. Have my fuck you while I'll be a host all day. Hey, man, I'm working to play, man. Y'all follow the phone, Twitter, got Twitter page, 2KNT. Y'all follow me on Instagram, 2KNT, Facebook, 2KNT. Everything's 2KNT. Work with me. I'm gonna keep y'all first up in a positive vibe all day, all night. So, I'm just gonna see it motivate my people. Like that. You got to live. My son did. I got a t-shirt. Wild out. Video shoot. My son did. I got the brand. Set up the chance. I got the show. Got the phone. We got a little deep hand. This is something. Chip man. Two clown. We got yellow. We got touch man. We got weak. We got blue. We got cold. We got on good. They got all nation. They like that. All these shirts, dollars online, or get at on whatever, 82-931. Hey, man, it's all working on play. We getting it in. Straight like that. You know what I'm saying? They go to home of 2 Clown calling in right now. He going to let y'all up on some game. What he got going on, you know? As I said, I already told y'all about the April 14th Easter Egg Hunt at City Park. He's going live. Last year was a success, you know. So he coming back with the OTC C4C thing. So we making moves out here. What's going on, Clown? What you got to tell him, homie?
Dang right, we making moves. And that's mostly thanks to you two, Clean Man. I have to give you a big shout out. The last year and a half, almost 2 years, we've been rolling together. And I've just seen positive results since day one.
What's up, man? You keep me motivated, bro. A lot of them switch sides on me, man, but you still there with me, my brother. You hear me?
Hey, no matter what you do, you know I'm part of your crew. I know
yeah.
I've been missing some of the new events at the new club, but, I mean, I'm busy, man. I'm busy, but you know, if I was able to make it perfectly on time and everything, you know I'd be there square one.
Oh, yeah.
But this next music video, this Wild Out music video shoot, yep. Did you give that a shout out yet?
Oh, yeah, man. I've been on it, man. You know, hey, it's going to be a success, bro. I feel like the Trigger Finger Red, it was a nice little sub, but this is Wild Out going to do some. Man, you got to get in the goddamn video on this one, goddamn it.
you want me
you
on the other end of the camera? We just got to talk Samantha and you know, being the camera girl this time.
You got to get somebody to be the camera person for a minute, man. You got to get in with me on this one, bro. You know, that was you shot the video, but you wasn't in it with me, so you got to get in this one, bro.
I mean, I felt good just being behind the camera. You know that was my support right there. You've done
yeah,
so much for me, so I had to get back to you, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, I got the shirts ordered.
Shout out to Spike for you know, all his edits and everything on that music video and the next one. Thanks, Spike, homeboy. I wish he was here tonight.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, we're getting in, man. Like I say, man, it you know, a lot of people fell off the boat, man, but it just opened the vision up, made it clear for me, you know? That's all.
Man, you know what really sucks, though, is, like, most of the good crew went to jail.
Yeah.
Like, we got Erky in jail, your son have not. Man, this is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I don't know, bro, you know. We got to keep doing what we're doing, man, you know. That's all I can say, bro. Just keep smashing for dreams and don't let nothing slow us down, you know.
Oh, so I want to give my next little mini event a shout-out real quick. The 8th, next Wednesday, me, Pinky Bob, and DJ Flex are going to be at Po' Boy Express in Alexandria. We're going to be spinning, you know, DJ Flex is going to be spinning. Pinky Bob is going to be interacting with the kids and doing a book signing. And, of course, I'm going to be there, too, you know, interacting with the kids and being the MC for DJ Flex. So y'all make sure you make an appearance at the Po' Boy Express in Alexandria. We're going to turn up for the kids there and, you know, definitely do the Stars Eat with Stars there, too.
What's up, man? Give me make sure you tag me and stuff, man. So I can get a promotion for you, bro.
Do what now?
Make sure you tag me and stuff. Make sure I get a promotion in for you.
All right, bro. I'm waiting on the flyer to be made right now. Dolly, how do you pronounce your last name? Pierce or something like that? Dolly's making our flyer. Big shout out to Louisiana Promotion, Music Promotion. They do most of my flyers recently. They're really good. Yeah. So look her up on my page. You find me, you find Dolly. We work together. We're the ones setting up this egg hunt event that Too Clean told you all about. And it's going to be great.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I work no play, man. Trying to get it in, bro, you know. Yeah, the new camouflage shirts, new camouflage gonna be right on time, bro.
Man, I can't wait to get my shirt. I'm glad.
Yeah.
And then okay, so we're doing at the park we did your birthday, right?
Yeah, the Hair Mod, yeah.
Okay, and then we're going to the after party at Rack 'em Up, right?
No, everything right there. Yeah, everything right there.
Everything's right there? Oh, we're staying there all night then?
All night, yeah.
Okay, so the after party for the egg hunt at Rack 'em Up, right?
For the what?
The after party for the egg hunt?
The egg hunt. Oh, yeah, you could do that. No, yeah, okay, that's the 14th, yeah. That's the 14th, yeah. I do the most thing, yeah.
Yeah, so we're just going to convert the Easter event into I Do the Most party, right?
Yeah, we could do that, yeah. Because I rent the club for that night, yeah. Yeah, I rent the club for that night. That's gonna be pretty good. I'm going to try to hope. Like, I ain't working, man, so I'm going to try to make it, bro, you know. So it looks like I might could make it, you know what I'm saying?
If you can, let me know. I've got one spot reserved for you. If you're not able to do it, DJ Flex is going to fill in and scratch for your spot. But I've got it worked out to if you make an appearance. I've got your spot. If not, you know, I appreciate your promotions and everything.
Yeah, because, school's going to be still in, man. So I only won't be able to make it. The school's still going to be in. Yeah, school ain't out there for May.
School's not out for Good Friday?
I'm pretty sure it's
got to be spring break, isn't it? Because that's why we planned it when we did last year, because it was spring break.
Okay. Well, like I say, if I'm able, you know I'm going to be there, man. You already know. I'm going to have to check into it. Ask my people what's going on with the school and if they're going to be out. And I'll make it happen. Yeah, I'll make it happen.
Because you know we about our business.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yes, sir. Our grandma.
So, I'll have most of the video shoot area in the backyard ready. And then we've got a couple locations that we already know good for the Wild Out music video. And then we're going to do it all day at that park. That weekend, we'll have all the footage.
Yeah.
Who else is on that track with you? Is that just you?
I'm going to get my little brother on it, man. You know, I had Bella on there, but, you know, I don't know what happened to Bella. He kind of, I guess, I don't know what's going on. So I'm putting my little brother on the track, you know. And it's going to be me and my little brother on there. On it, you know what I'm saying, but you know he ain't hit me back or nothing, so I just gotta, you know, do what I gotta do. You feel me? Yeah, so it'll be a good look with me and my little brother on there anyway. You know, it's all good. I know that bitch gonna be live though. It don't matter who. I was working on another verse today. You know what I'm saying? For a second verse, just came from my little brother. Don't get on it. You know, he said he got like 4 more bars left to write or whatever. So. We'll be finished with him probably next week when I come down or whatever. Yeah, we get it in. It's going to be all right. Yeah. But it's just the hook, man. The hook just do this. I don't give a damn who on there. It would be me by myself and just rest of the beat just playing, just dancing this year before. I don't give a damn. That bitch going to ball, though, you feel me?
This is a TV.
Had a couple of weeks, man. I just been playing, listening, you know.
Yeah.
it off. Got a couple people trying to come out here, man. March 11th, man. They want to try to get on that train, man. Come down to March 11th, man. Make it happen, girl.
Yeah. So Spike just messaged me. He said he's about to call in.
Who?
Spike Von Shadow.
Yeah, but this camouflage thing ain't gonna be live. He gonna have nice little footage, you know, and show the world, man. So we got.
Oh man, I'm excited about it.
Cool, man, and it's gonna be awesome, bro.
It's definitely gonna be bigger than any event we've had.
Man, shout out to man Yellow and Sean, man. Yellow, holding it down, man. We can talk, bro. Make the fools out. Be homeless. Doing a lot
of
shit.
Thanks for hosting it, Mos Def.
Call on the line.
7-9-4-9-0-7
Yo.
Yo.
Whoa, who it is?
Oh, hey, this your boy Chaz.
What up, Chaz?
What's up, man? What you up to?
Oh, we
is this a radio? Am I on the radio right now?
Yeah, we on the radio right now.
Oh, how y'all doing tonight?
Good, homie. Just grind mode, you heard me? Just put some positive messages out. You got going on, you know?
So, what's up, man? Stay positive. 200.
2,000. We upgraded,
we 2,000
now.
We 2,000.
2,000. All right. 2,000. Who I want to give a shout-out to?
Yeah.
I
got
to give a shout-out
to
my cousin. Well, I gotta give a shout out to y'all too for letting me get the shout out. So shout out to my boy D Raven the Clown and my boy with it sound like too clean, you know what I'm saying, 2000. And wanna shout out to my little cousin, you know, Austin. You know my homie.
Yeah, little
and,
R man. He started work tonight.
I wanna shout out to my SA, you know what I'm saying? My boy Alec, you know? Shit.
Yeah.
So
Spike
going
on,
that
was good, Spike.
What's going on, buddy? You know, oh man,
I'm good,
just I'm just cooling. You know, rolling sticks and shit. About to play some.
How's the world treat y'all?
Zombies. Yeah. World's treating is good, man. We all good in the hood and all crunchy in the country and all that. You know.
You
full of shit.
Hell yeah.
I'm Gucci and the coochie.
I got a question for you. What's your biggest motivation that keep you motivated the most, man?
Man, you know what? That's a good question, brother. I wanted to say my little brothers and my little sisters, man. I want to see them strive to be, you know, successful in life, and I want to inspire them. So my motivation is really my family, bro. My little ones, you know. It's 5 kids. One day I want to see them rise up, and that's the motivation to rise up for them, you know. Show them the way.
Amen.
Yeah,
that's right.
So it ain't about yourself. It's about making other people happy. That's a good blessing, right there, you know. That's like a preacher. You know, he know the Bible from the back, but he ain't trying to help nobody else. He just want to say, okay, I'm holy. I go know the Bible from the back, but he not being fruitful. God want people that's fruitful. You feel me? That's helping out.
Yeah.
Word. I got some stuff right now. I got some motivation right now. Anybody in Southside LA need something, let me know. I'm just kidding. No, it ain't like that. It ain't like that.
How's your beats and stuff coming along, Chaz?
My beach?
Yeah.
My beats or beach? Beats. My beats are all right, man. My beats are all right. I ain't really been working on them too much. I've been working on lyrics more than beats right now. But I got a homie, my boy JC, Justin Chase. He makes beats, and he's a drummer, and he got drum pads and all that shit. And
oh, yeah?
Yeah, he makes pretty fire beats, too, you know. Yo. What about y'all? Y'all been making some music?
Hell yeah, I've been making music. I've been, I worked all day yesterday on my new Rift Wars. And in the next few weeks here, I'm going to be buying my brand new electric drum kit.
Uh-oh.
So,
I like that. Oh, man.
Like, y'all don't even know, okay? Like, the drums were always, like, my bread and butter. Like, it was something that, you know, when I first started playing the drums, I was just naturally good at. But I chose the guitar by choice because that's where my passion was. So, you know, the last few years I've just been really hammering out on the guitar, and it's like, you know, I want to not only make my own beats, but make my own guitar riffs, you know?
Hmm. Okay. I want to learn how to play the guitar, man. I have my own Fender and a couple of electrics that I'm trying to get rid of the electric right now, but I'd like to learn how to play some chords and stuff. You know, I can play like Metallica. Like a Metallica song, a little part of Simple Man, you know, stuff like that. But,
Yeah,
man, you should play some music right now. Let me hear it. Let me hear some of your music. If I'm on the radio right now, let's play some music on the radio.
Come on. Do a riff war
yeah,
right now.
I don't got my guitar in front of me. Shit.
Oh,
I already put all my guitar stuff away, man. I didn't think I was going
to
be
ready
spot,
at any
man.
Given time for this, bro. Kind of radio.
Well, I'll
is
make
it?
A note. I'll make a note of that for future reference.
Live music on radio. All right. So, what station are we on right now?
Team 2000 Motivation Show, man. You hear me? What
right,
is it?
That's right. That's what it is.
When you see clown share it, you can hear yourself talking back. You feel what I'm saying? So share it on your Facebook page too. You feel me? That's how we get on.
Roger that, man. Roger that. Hey, thank y'all for letting me be a part of this. And you know, we
no
talk about
homeboy.
You can message me.
Right,
y'all.
Anytime,
y'all keep
man.
It 2000.
Anytime.
Y'all keep it 2000.
All right. Jazz, I appreciate
man.
Them. Yeah.
Appreciate y'all.
All right. Peace out. Spike Dog, what's up, homie?
What's going on with you, Too Clean?
Oh, man, I'm just trying
and
to
And what
you know.
Got cooking up now?
What?
What'd you say?
I said, what you got cooking up now, Spike?
Well, yesterday I worked all day on my Riff Wars. I'm in the process of editing that. Because over the last month, man, I got a new guitar program for my computer. I got my iRig. So I'm completely going from, like, my guitar straight into my computer because they've got some bitching, like, presets and just different amp sounds. And so I've been messing with that for the last month, trying to get that right to bring back Riff Wars and to start – you know, writing songs and start, you know, getting the whole music thing on the road. So I've been working a lot on that, trying to get that in. It's not as easy as you think it is, man. It's like there's all sorts of issues with connectivity and latency and shit like that. But I finally got it up and running, and I finally got it going. And so I'm excited. I'm going to be releasing my Skype with Spike with Mr. Southside tomorrow. Got that all finished up.
Yes, outside.
So,
what up, homeboy?
Yeah. So I'm excited about that, you know, writing more guitar stuff. And, bro, I got all my bills paid. Bro, I even got my rent paid until July, son.
Lucky.
Hell yeah, son. Like, I took my taxes, and you know what I did? I'm like, listen, okay. I'm going to take these taxes, and I'm going to do something right. I'm going to clear out all my bills, and then I'm going to pay like 3-4 months ahead in rent. So I'm ahead of the game, you know what I mean? So then I can take all the rest of that cash and save it, build on it.
You're right, man.
Invest and build. Yep.
So a lot the last few weeks has just been me working on, you know, getting my home stuff straight, getting my bills straight, getting my plates and insurance on the van, getting that all up and running. And now my next focus is to get into school. I'm trying to get into college right now, man. And that's a pain in the ass all on its own, man. I'm just saying.
Man, I completely respect that.
You know, now this is a quote. I want y'all to remember this now. You can't have extremities if you don't take care of the necessities. Spike on chat.
Say it again, Spike.
I said, you can't have extremities if you don't take care of the necessities.
You got to break that down for me.
In other words, it's like if you don't take care of your bills and you don't take care of your stuff at home, you can't expect to go out and spend money on all these other things, man. You got to take care of home first and then grow from there. So that's what I've been working on, man, getting that all right so that, you know, the next 4 to 5 months, you know, I can take all this money that I'm making from work, stash it up, build it up, and come and visit you guys, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Man, it'd be great if you were here for the, you know, Wild Out video shoot.
Man, I wish I could, man.
I got a bed for you. You don't need to bring an air mattress. I got a bed for you.
Hey, bro, if everything goes according to plan in about a month and a half, I might be able to make it happen. But
how long we got, Queen? We got 1 month and a week till this Wild Out music video shoot.
We got them shows in April the 15th. You know what I'm saying? So he might make one of them right there. You feel me?
Make the Akon event. The Akon and I do the most event afterward.
Yeah. What's up, Yellow? We got Yellow on the line. What's good, Mama?
What's up? Hello, everybody. Hey, beautiful.
What's going on, Yellow?
Hey.
Spike,
so
who's
coming
up
down for the Wild Out video shoot? And we don't have a month and a week. That's this month on the 17th.
All right. We're going to make magic happen.
Oh, don't worry. Trust me. I got two on the line on this one.
You just wait. Me and Minutes been on the grind on getting these flyers out.
That's what's up. Me too. I didn't put mine in beauty stores, corner stores.
I actually need a few more. You got any more?
Yeah.
I need a few more so I can hand them out.
I can bring you some tomorrow.
Tomorrow I don't go to work till 5, so I'll be chilling at the crib.
All right, over there by the post office, right?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I got a few. I can give you.
Yeah, because I could put them in the bags while I'm delivering for Po' Boy.
Listen, do you want some of these tickets too?
Hold on to those ones. I'll send them to you.
All right. That sounds like a winner.
I stuck the tickets in the washing machine last time I had them, so I don't want to destroy them.
Yeah, we don't want you to do that either, sir.
So that means you're trying to get everything too?
Okay.
I got your back, Queen.
Now, what's up on our afternoon activities for the children?
The egg hut?
No, that's April. I'm talking about for the March. I'm talking about because, you know, that's like an all-day event. You know,
man, as long as
menu,
Clean shows up here with his SUV, we're going to have a vet for the kids.
That's what's up. Because, you know, the menu is barbecue. Because, you know, they got that big old pit back there. So I'm going to have hot dogs, burgers, you know, pork chops, ribs, chicken, sausage. Then we got dirty rice, potato salad.
Now.
I mean, you know, hey. This is going to be something that they never forget.
Oh, yeah.
So we going all night with this event?
Yeah, it's going to be like an all-day event.
We're going to call this the Wild Out Saturday. Matter of fact, I'm going to go and listen to the beat right quick while we talk. You heard me? Wild Out.
Yeah.
You heard? Keep talking, man. It's just a beat.
Oh, okay, calm down.
That's what's up. I like that we have a beat on the track, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
so
we're
going to be able to do a lot of stuff. That's what I want to do. Like, I'm going to have a whole sweet table set up with different kind of candies and stuff. But it's all going to be, like, towards the camouflage theme we're going for.
You know, I'm bringing Piggy Bob out of Goodwood, too, right?
That's what's up. I'm trying to make sure we get this bounce house, too. We got somebody
man,
to buy this one for $50 a day.
That ain't bad
at all. So we get it for that $50 and get it for that all day. That'll be what's up, too.
So you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, like, if the adults want to eat, you know what I'm saying, they can eat, but they pay $5 to get the ticket because they might want to eat and don't come back for the night even. So we just get food away for free. You get your ticket, you get your plate of food. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I thought that was
ain't bad.
Anyway, $5 pre-sale tickets, $10 at the door. So you was paying for your food and your partying. Because you got to bring your own drink.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm
going to
buy
some
drink stuff, what we like, but... Yeah,
well,
we got the DJ.
But that's what I'm saying, you know. Instead of getting the food away to the grown people, they don't come back for the night event. They had a whole deal for free and free food. But if you want to play the food... pay us $5, we'll give you free preset ticket for the comeback day on that night. If you don't, just get a preset ticket away from somebody else. You feel me? In other words, you get two for one. You feel me? But the kids, you get the kids free.
You get the ticket, you get the kids free, you get your adult plate.
Yeah, just get $5 to get your preset.
But see, I've been telling them it's an all-day affair, you know what I'm saying? It's $5 a ticket.
We got it, though. Yeah, we got it. You know, if you already bought your ticket, you got a quick ticket already, so get a place. You know what I'm saying? It balance out. You know what I'm saying? But they're already bringing their own alcohol, so they really get way free. You know? It ain't like you get to go to the 66 club, bro. You got your own alcohol to drink all day. You know?
It's gonna be what's up. I'm waiting to get up my tabletop to get here. And I'm gonna get my balloons early that day to put in there.
We got that Wild Out beat sound good back there on it. Like Jason.
Right,
Kale,
yeah,
Kale.
It does.
You know what I'm saying? Jason, like, you gonna come kill your ass. So, like, Jason walked through the motherfucking woods.
Trying to see if I can get Sean to make me some of them green and black candy apples.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To put on my sweet table. To go around my cakes and stuff.
All I know is we better have Elaine's, pecan candy there, or I'm gonna be upset. Elaine's pecan candy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Elaine, so you been buying it?
Mm-hmm. Oh man, dude, you got me addicted to that like it's crack, bro. My girlfriend, she'll sit there and eat the whole candy bar in one sitting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, I'm ready. You know, I'll tell him on the breath today. On it, bro. You're going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're going to be all right, man.
I'm glad we all keeping it positive.
Oh, yeah, yeah, man. Like I said, to me, more, you know, it's the circle. Like it got smaller, but it got more powerful, more wiser. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because ain't too much people have something to say. The really majority of them has a lot to say, but they ain't have nothing to put in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So smart.
Yeah.
And working even harder. You know what I'm saying? I love pressure. Me, a lot of people hold on to pressure. I love pressure. That shit make me go hard, man. I don't give a damn. I love pressure. Real up to it. I ain't getting the pressure, that mean I ain't doing something. It's too easy for me. I like to get it hard. You feel what I'm saying? It be times, man, I ain't got no money. I don't figure out where I'm going to get it from or nothing. And God, I'll pop in. Bam! There you go. Bam!
Yep.
Say, look at that shit. You know what I'm saying?
He always come in and show out.
Real. Yeah,
sometimes you just got to hang in there in life. You know, when things get dark, when things get bleak. That's your cue to just hang in there because you got blessings on the way. You know, they're right around the corner, and you just got to hang in there until they get there.
Amen.
Blessings are always coming our way.
Yes, it is. Amen to that.
Remember, the night is always darkest before the dawn.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be crucial time. I always keep the faith though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Don't worry about it. Come through for me. You know what I'm saying? I always pop it.
You know, one of the things that motivates me in my life?
What's that?
One thing that motivates me is seeing people succeed. You know, when you see other people striving and other people succeeding at things, you know, to a lot of people in our world, you know, they get haterish, they get jealous. But me, that just inspires me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see people doing good and achieving things. Like, that makes me want to go out there and work that much harder to get my own thing, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
Also, when you finish up something, like when you complete something, that's very motivating, you know? When you can stand back and look at it and be like, yeah, I accomplished that. I did that, you know? That motivates you to want to do more, you know?
It's like cutting grass. You got a big fit. It looks pretty. Like yellow cook, you know what I'm saying? She into it, you know what I'm saying? When she get finished, she looks at her leaves. Like, yeah, what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Y'all be laughing at my little scenarios, huh?
Because
he
make up
some. That's why you cutting that grass, yellow.
That's not my job. Oh, no, sir. I got boys. I'm all right. I got three big boys. What you mean? I'm so sorry. The Lord blessed me with three men. No. That's not my duty.
Ain't my chat, ain't my problem.
You got that right, sir. No. I know my duties as a woman, so I need to learn yours.
So we got like 3 minutes, y'all. Give y'all shout outs, man. You know, shout out to the homeless bike, shout out to Clown, man. I heard my people watch this minute. So that means I've been
flipping.
Yeah. I gotta goddamn get off the goddamn all the field, get on the goddamn dry leg, get the back to work. But
hell yeah.
I appreciate
don't forget to do the stanky leg.
And don't forget to do all the clean leg too.
Right? Ooh. Right?
Okay.
We gotta
hey, if you're gonna do the stanky leg, you gotta do the clean leg too. I mean, serious.
he do the wild out. You got to see him.
I wanna give a shout out to Yella. Wanna give a shout out
What's
to
up?
My brother, D Raven the Clown, brother.
You
always there, you always support me. Too Clean, my older brother. You know, I'm
yeah.
always, we may not talk very much, brother, but you know no matter what the fuck you do, son, I will support you until my fucking fingers bleed, son. So even though we may not talk, you know I got your back no matter what, son, until the fucking wheels fall off. And even when the wheels fall off, we'll get a donkey and we'll ride the donkey until the sunset. You know what I mean?
Yes. That fit him just fine.
Even though you may not hear from me, you know I'm here for you, bro.
Hey, Spike, I'm going to tell you what, son. I'm thinking about getting me a shirt that says Jackass. I've been called Jackass all week. Yesterday I've been called Jackass.
Oh, damn.
That was so funny because he did say donkey.
The reason I said donkey is because you may not always be able to find a horse, but there's always some donkey around somewhere. I'm just saying.
It's some jackass somewhere. You sure right.
Yeah,
that was a good laugh.
Yeah, she called me a jackass many times yesterday. I said, okay, then you ass jack.
And it's so funny. You said we'll ride a donkey. He sure will, baby. They sure fit him.
Hey, man, we're going to get out with him, man. I'm going to try to keep this thing going, man, like we used to do every night, man. I don't know, but I got to get a little more motivation to hear y'all voice. Keep me motivated, bro. So I'm going to try to
hell
do it
yeah.
again tomorrow.
Hey, if you're going to be – hey, Too Clean, do me a favor. If you're going to be on, man, like send me a text or send me like a little message letting me know, because there have been oodles of times when you haven't been on and I called or you were on and I didn't call because I didn't think you were going to be on. So if you let me know that you're going to be on, man, I'll call in, son.
I'll make sure, man. I'm going to hit you up tomorrow, bro. All right, love y'all. Stay
Hell
up,
yeah.
man. Peace. Upgrade, man.
Hey, I love y'all as well. Y'all have a great night.
All right, love
All right,
y'all
too.
Peace out.
We're riding the donkey, baby, to the finish line.
All right, jackass. Hee haw.
All right, later.